Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein. On our show this week, we answer a question about Alaska, play some music from Smokey Robinson, and report about a program to help refugee women in the United States. Two creative women work together in the Washington, D.C. area to help immigrant and refugee women in the United States. Faith Lapidus tells us about them and their organization.
Marga Fripp came to the United States 4 years ago from Romania because her young son needed emergency medical treatment. She stayed in the United States. She started an organization called Empowered Women International, or EWI, in Alexandria, Virginia. Ms. Fripp's organization helps immigrant and refugee women meet each other and start their own businesses. The group also holds classes to help these women understand how to start and run a successful business. Empowered Women International organizes events where women sell their own art. In 2004, 100 women took business and personal classes from EWI. 30 artists received business and personal advice. Many Americans give money and time to help organizations like Empowered Women International. One of them is Kate Campbell Stevenson, an actress and singer. Her performances have provided money for EWI. Ms. Stevenson's one-woman show is called Women, Back to the Future. She plays the parts of famous women in history who have succeeded. She says in her opening song that their lives teach lessons to women of today.
Your life is a story, it's scripted by you, by the new things you learn, by the things that you do. You can reach for the stars, you can help others too. You can learn from the past, so our futures come true.
Miss Stevenson performs stories about women who worked hard to realize their dreams. For example, she talks on stage while she changes the color of her face and puts on the kind of pilot's hat worn by Bessie Coleman. Ms. Coleman was a poor black woman from the southern United States during the 1920s. She wanted to learn to fly an airplane, and she did. Kate Campbell Stevenson also plays the parts of women like Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of President Franklin Roosevelt, and Abigail Adams, the wife of President John Adams. Ms. Stevenson says her show is a message of hope.
So reach for the stars, let yourself shine. I know you can do it one step at a time. Dig deep down inside, polish the glow. Your story's within you. Now let it grow.
Our VOA question this week comes from two listeners. Muna from Bangladesh asks if Alaska is a state of the United States. The short answer to that question is yes. Prinya Plabodiwat from Thailand asks, why the United States bought the territory of Alaska from Russia. The United States bought that land in 1867 during the administration of President Andrew Johnson. When Russia offered it for sale, Secretary of State William Seward quickly prepared a treaty of purchase. The United States paid about $7 million for the land. It was decided to call the area Alaska after the Aleut Indian name for part of the area, Alakshak. Many Americans at the time criticized the purchase. They said $7 million was too much to pay for what they thought was a worthless piece of frozen land. They said the deal was foolish. They called it Seward's folly. Those critics were proved wrong. Americans found work in Alaska's salmon fishing industry and its gold and copper mines. In later years, Alaska's oil, natural gas, trees, fish, and animal skins made the area extremely valuable. Today, history experts consider the sale to be one of the greatest deals any country ever made for territory. Why did Secretary Seward buy Alaska? He had wanted to buy the area for a long time. American traders and business leaders knew that the area was rich with minerals and animals. They said owning Alaska would improve business in the Pacific Coast states. Political leaders said the purchase would be good for the United States because it would end all Russian presence in North America. And they said it would help guarantee friendly relations with Russia. The people of Alaska first asked to be part of the United States in 1916. That request was rejected. They asked again in the 1950s. In 1958, Congress approved the Alaskan Statehood Act. Alaskans became American citizens after they voted to accept the measure. The date was January 3, 1959. Alaska is the largest of all the states in territory. It is above Northwest Canada. Alaska and Hawaii are the only states that do not share borders with any other states.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you.
Many pop and soul singers have recorded albums of their versions of so-called standards. These are love songs by great composers like Cole Porter and George Gershwin. These songs were popular more than 50 years ago. The latest to record such songs is Smokey Robinson. Mario Ritter tells us about his new album, Timeless Love.
You go to my head.
Smokey Robinson is best known for the songs he recorded for the Motown record label during the 1960s. At the age of 20, Robinson started writing and recording songs as the leader of his group, The Miracles, and later, alone. He has had more than 70 top hits, and he has written hit songs for others. Now, at age 66, Smokey Robinson is honoring some of the great songwriters who came before him. 12 of the 13 songs on his new album, Timeless Love, are his versions of standards. Here is one of them, Night and Day.
Night and day, you are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night.
Smokey Robinson writes about these songs in the notes to his album. This was a labor of love and joy. I love these songs. I grew up hearing them from as far back as I can remember. Here Robinson sings, I can't give you anything but love, baby.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you always find. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Kmart doesn't sell, baby, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
We leave you now with another song from Timeless Love by Smokey Robinson. I've got you under my skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. Well, so deep in my heart until you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so hard not to give in. I've said to myself this affair never could go so well. Oh, but why do I try to resist when, darling, I know so well? I've got you under my skin.
I'm Barbara Klein. I hope you enjoyed our program today. Our show was written by Shelley Gollis, Karen Leggett, and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
I've got you under my